all the prophets were told about Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam beforehand. Why all these opposition then?
What do you mean by why? I can't understand the question at all. The prophets never opposed. Who were told? The prophets who were told, they never opposed Ahl Sarsalam. They were looking forward to that era, in fact.
So they made their ground quite clear and people were aware of the...
People forgot the message of their own prophets. Didn't they? So why should they obey them in this regard particularly? Like you know positively, we have got a positive instance in view. Hazrat Moses was told categorically that from among your brothers a prophet like you would be raised, you know, in Deuteronomy 18:18. And the Jews used to read the book and were awaiting the advent of that prophet, which was to be a very great and a very special prophet. So when they practically rejected all the teachings of Moses, they also rejected this. This is what happens to every people. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus Christ peace be upon him, was told categorically, as we are told by Saint John, that Paraclete would come. Now, why I say Paraclete is because there are two words in Greek. Although the present text tells us of Paraclete, which means the one who gives solace and consoles. The consoler is also, it is translated as consoler. This was promised to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that a consoler would come according to one version of the Bible. But another deflection of the same word is Paraclete, which means Ahmad, literally translated. And some Christian scholars have also mentioned this. They said that perhaps there is a mistake in recording this in Greek from some other language. Greek was not the direct language in which revelations were made to Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Either it was Hebrew or Aramaic. Some scholars believe it was Aramaic, but personally I'm inclined to Hebrew anyway. So this was a translation, and the word translated got transcribed in a way that people got confused and thought it was Paraclete, while in reality it was Paraclete. So Paraclete means a consoler. And Paraclete means literally Ahmad is the name. Now, how can this debate be resolved? Fortunately for us, there is a Hebrew document which was discovered in the late 19th century by some Christian scholars in a monastery, in a synagogue called Ezra's Synagogue in the old city of Cairo. So this Ezra's Synagogue in the old city of Cairo had one old document, original document written in Hebrew. And this is called the Damascus document. In the Damascus document, Hazrat Jesus Christ is told to have mentioned that a Ahmad would come, Ahmad. In the Hebrew, Ahmad is the alternative Ahmad. And Ahmad should be translated in Greek by the word Paraclete, not by Paraclete. So on authority of that document, things become very clear to us. Where and how the mistake was committed. Maybe the mistake was committed after the claim of the Holy Quran that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was told in so many ways so many words clearly that Yati Mimbadismahu Ahmad, a prophet would come after me whose name would be Ahmad. So it must have worried Christian scholars after they saw that Ahmad was actually written in so many words, and the Holy Prophet of Islam is revealed by Allah that his name was mentioned to Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. So they must have interpolated later on, and because Hebrew was translated by Christian scholars into Greek, maybe it was done later on, that interpolation. I don't know when it was. But on the authority of this document, I can say positively that the statement of the Holy Quran about Ahmad is very clear. And Perikluth, as other Christian scholars have also inclined to believe, was the original word. So when these prophecies are made by Jesus Christ in such clear terms, people who know them, instead of believing in them, they begin to interpolate and try to change the shape of words and so that they can deceive the rest of the world. In such a state, how can they accept such prophecies? And this is the answer to your question, why these people, while their prophets had been clearly told about the coming of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did not believe in him. These are the devious ways how they change and corrupt the message.